You know, the other way you could do it, you could put have the cold water first and then air hot water in, that'll be mutter. So mainly even called the Shemir Manasti as a hechatimsa, how you could wash yourself on Shabbos. The eighth would be first put cold water into the bath and then pour hot water in, providing you don't pour a ton of hot water, that after the hot water's in there it's only lukewarm. And that'll be mutter.
The voice coming to Shimon Menashe now is coming out according to Beishamai, because he's only mata one way, not the other way. And Beisilu says both ways are mutter. The Torah says Hachi Kamer. Reb Shimon Menashe holds lenechlaku Beishamai Beisilu b'davazir. He holds that there was no machlekes, that everybody holds like he's saying, that it's only mutter to put the hot water into cold water and not the cold water into the hot water. But Allah, we don't pass like Shimon ben Asya, Allah, we pass like Beisilu.
That it's mutter, either way it's mutter. Providing that when you end up, the water is not yat letters boy. Whether you have hot water here and you want to pour a lot of cold water in, that's mutter. Providing after the cold water is there, won't be yat letters boy. And what then the other way is mutter. If you have cold water here and you want to pour hot water into it, that's mutter, providing it's not going to end up to be yat letters boy.
Omarafuna bread of Yeshua. Chazina le l'rova de le kopid amona. I saw Rava wasn't cupping on a kli, to mevashkel in a kli. Midatoni Reb Chiya, since Reb Chiya learned, we said before, Midatoni Reb Chiya, noise nodim kitten shomayim, letoich safel shomayim. You're allowed to put a glass of water, letoich safel shomayim, into a basin full of water. Bein chaman letoich tzonin, whether it's hot, with the kitten, the glass, was of hot water into a cold bath, Bein tzoinin was the glass was cold water letoy chaman into a hot beer, because here it's safla the klisheni and klisheni is enim of ashel. Oh, malei rafun leravashi dil mashani hosam denifs the kli. Maybe here he's only matik because you're putting the whole kli into it, as you have a kli here of cold water and you're putting the whole kli like this into the bath. So maybe only that is matter. But maybe when you want to pour the water directly into the bath, maybe there is also. Or Malay Mari Itzman, and I also learned Mora. The Mora Adam, you're allowed to pour Kitten Shomayim, if you have a glass of water, L'Toyech Safel Shomayim, into a basin full of water. Vein Chaman L'Toyech Tzoynein, Vein Tzoynein L'Toyech Chaman. That's the locha.
Either way you want, you're allowed to pour the water one into the other, always providing that you're not pouring like a little bit cold water into a lot of hot water. Because then it'll end up to still be Yatz, let this boy, then into this Bishol. But Kozumana doesn't end up to be Yatz Letters Boy, it won't be a degree at 112, it'll be less than 112 degrees, then it's always mutter. Whichever way you want, you're allowed to pour.
So the Mishnah. For Ilfis, that's like a big frying pan. Vakdeira, any pot. Shevira Miroyskin, you took it off the fire right before Shabbos, and the pot is still hot, or even on Shabbos, is lo yiten otoicha tavlin. You're not allowed to put now into this pot tavlin spice. Because halacha is the pot is called the kli rishon. Calls the man the kli rishon. The kli rishon means this was the pot that was on the fire. When you take it off the fire, calls the man this pot is still yatz letters, but it's still 112 degrees inside here. It's still called a kli rishon. That's levashel. So to put tavlin inside, there'll be an issur d'oraisa of bishul. Is la yitlo techem tavlin. Now let her put tavlin inside this kli rishon. Calls the man the kli is yatz letters, but when it cools off, the man there's no issur. Rashi shavirin min or meruskin is hot. Ben ashmoshes lo yitlo teichen tavlin mishateshach. On Shabbos you shouldn't put tavlin spices. The klirishin calls the man shirasech mevashel. He calls the man this kli is still yatz. Let his boy is called the klirishin and it's mevashel. Avol noisinu lo teich hakara. A plate. A plate means you took the cholent out of the pot and put it into a plate. That's a klisheni now. A klisheni is not mevashel.
Or I shouldn't say cholent. The Chura is talking about a liquid. It's talking about soup. Soup, when it comes into a klisheni, it's enim of ashel.
Avonoisin will take a car, we'll have to put it into the plate. So, Trashi, the klisheni enim of ashel. As if you have a soup, and now you want to put spices into the soup, that's mutter. Since the soup is a klisheni in the plate, that's enim of ashel. Oilo take a tamchui, also another type of a plate. Because, Trashi, tamchui kein kara gedolim, is zaymer to a big plate. Shema'ara, kol ilfus techi, pour the whole pot into it. When Mishon Maralakaris, from the Tamchui, you pour off into other things. What's called a self-service. You put down on the table a big plate, and everybody takes out of it. So the big plate is the Tamchui, and the small plates are Karis. So in the cliche, it's any Mavashal.
Now, I said it's the Dover Lach, because it's also Machlaikis Mishon, and we're also Machmir, that some sheet is sold the Dover Gush. That means a solid thing was like a piece of chicken. Kolzaman, the chicken itself, is yatz letis boy, even though you put it into a cliche and you fill it with mavashim. Hey, it's a dova gush, a solid substance, even though it's in a cliche, it doesn't get cool from the kli. It's not like into the kli. So kolzaman, the piece of chicken is still yatz letis boy, you shouldn't put tavlin inside it. It's only liquid. When soup, when you take it out of the first pot and put it into a second kli, a kli sheni is not mavashal. There is a chumr of the chayyodim. The chayyodim says that a kli sheni is not mavashal only if it's just yad tledes boy. But if it's yad nichves boy, that means much, much hotter. That if you put your hand in there, your mamish burn your hand, then he holds even a kli sheni is also mavashal. That's the chayyodim's chumr.
I'll take tamchi.
By the Yehudu Weimer, lechol hu noisin, chutz midove sheish boy chaymetz v'tzir. If you don't know, you're allowed to put spices into anything. So seeing the Gemara, is he going the kulu or is he going the chumra? Because he's saying even the kli rishon, or he's saying no, even the kli sheni. We'll soon see. But he says, lechol hu noisin, not to put spices into anything, chutz midove sheish boy chaymetz v'tzir. Unless, if this plate is, chaymetz means like vinegar, very strong hot vinegar, or else tzir, so drashi tzir means hamnoitiv min adogim, the oil that comes out of fish. When you soak it, it comes out the tzir. So tzir of fish is very hot. That's the yim of Asher. So we'll see in the Gemara what the Yehuda is coming to say. So the Gemara boilu. We have Yehuda that says, in any type of a pot, a plate, you're allowed to put tavlin, a resha koyel kula. Is he going even in a resha? That's what the Mishnah says in the pot itself. That's the kli rishon. You're not allowed to put spices into it. The Yehuda holds no, and the kli rishon is not mavashal. Ula kula. I do my sefer koyi. Rabbi Yehuda is going in a sefer. That one in the plate, that's the klisheni, we say you're allowed to put spices. You can put anything in a plate. Uluchumra. Rabbi Yehuda is bimachrin saying what? Even in a plate that's the klisheni, you should know, it's only mutter to put spices if the thing is not that hot. But if you have tzir, or you have chaymetz there, since that makes it very, very hot, there's no heter to put spices into chaymetz to tzir, even in the klisheni. So drashi aresha koyi, a ilfis on the pot itself. The cost of Tanakama. Since it's the kli rishon, we hold it's awesome. Well, come Rabbi Yehuda, lechol ilfus in all type of pots. You should know who noisin. He holds no, you're allowed to put spices into the pot itself, into the food when it's in the pot. The kli rishon le'mavashim. Rabbi Yehuda goes the kulin and says, no, a kli rishon. Once you took it off the fire, it's not mavashim anymore. Oidilma, the other side is no. Aseifakoi. A karav atamchui. The kosher with Tanakama. Tanakama says, once you take the soup out of the pot and put it into a plate, it's only klisheni, you're allowed to put anything you want in there. The Kamalei of Yehuda, Yehuda says no. The Chol Koros Otam Choyim Modin L'cho. Stam a plate, a moed you could put something into klisheni. A v'chutz midav v'sheish boi chaymetz. A chutz from a plate that has vinegar there. V'yafilu klisheni namiloi. Even though the vinegar is only in the klisheni, but since vinegar is like very strong, it burns it up, it's mavashal, even the klisheni will also be mavashal. That's the Shaila. So the Martoshma bring your raya. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Lechol ilfasin. That means on all pots. Hu noisin. Lechol hakadei rois. Roischin hu noisin. And it's not mean all pots and all frying pans. You're allowed to put. They see all the kli rishon of damavashal. You're allowed to put spices into the kli rishon also hu noisin. Chutz midav sheish by chaymetz v'tzur. A chutz from a kli that has vinegar and tzir. So the Zavoyskum Yehudi is a mekel. He holds even a kli rishon. When you take it off the fire, it's not mavashal anymore. It's a Yehudi shita. Alacha we hold like Yehudi. Alacha we hold a kli rishon of yem mavashal. Sav Reb Yosef Lemeimer. This is a new figure now. Reb Yosef thought to say, Sav Reb Yosef Lemeimer, melech, salt, is hareyu ketavlin. You should know salt has the same alacha like tavlin, like other spices. The what? The kli rishon bishlo, if you want to put in when the food is still in the pot, in the kli rishon, you're not allowed to add salt into the pot. Or the kli sheni levishla. But once you take the soup into the plate, it's only a kli sheni, then you're allowed to add salt into it. That's what we wanted to say. That salt is the same madrega as any other spices. Omalei abaya zaktabaya, toni rabchia learn not like you. Melech ain't a ketavlin. Salt is not doima to other spices. The kli sheni nami bishla. This sheet is lechumra. Salt is such a substance that's very, it's called kale bishum. It's very easy to cook up salt. And even in the kli sheni tosa, besides, even when you have your hot soup in your plate, you're not allowed to add salt to it, according to the shita. We'll soon see how we pass it. This is one shita. Or pligi de Reb Nachman.
Rav Chiya dings on Rav Nachman, another shita. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says a svara pumfaker. He old salt is never cooked up. You come out, there's never isn't cooking up salt. Because the old salt, tzricha milcha, salt needs pishula cooking kibis for the turum, like a raw piece of meat from an ox. In other words, you have to cook it only on top of the fire gomer, that's where it's also to add salt into a tashel. Mashenke, once the pot is off the fire and the clearishin, he also has no way to bishul on salt. Hey, salt is such a hot substance that when you put it into the pot, it's not mavashlit. The only thing that cooks up salt is when the pot is on the fire. That's the third shita. So kids, there are three shita here. What's the din of salt? In salt, like any other tavshul, clearishin, also klisheni mutter. Then we have a swear no, salt is better. Even in the clearishin, it's mutter. And then you have a swear no, salt is worse. Even in the klisheni, it's also. Right. The Ik of the Army and others swear along like others learn like this. The Ik of the Army. Sova Rabbi Yosef Lameimer. Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, Melech salt harayu katavlin. He has the same halach like any other tavlin like spices. The what? The Bekli Rishon Bishlo. And the Kli Rishon, it has an Issa Bishlo to it. Bekli Sheni Le Bishlo. But in the Kli Sheni, there's no Issa Bishlo. Omele Abaya, Tony Reb Chir Chir learned like this. Melech ain't a katavlin. Melech is not like salt. The Bekli Rishon Nami Le Bishlo. There's Lekula. That salt, even if you put it into the Kli Rishon, it's lost not about the salt. Behind the Yom Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman said, Tzricha Milcha, salt needs, Bishula, to cook it very, very strong, very much, Kibis with the Turum, like you have to cook up an ox meat. Now it's to say that the only time there's Nisa Bishula on salt, if you have the pot on top of the fire, you have the soup mamish cooked on top of the fire, then you're not allowed to add salt to it. That would be a Nisa Bishula. Now Allah was brought down is Metchila was supposed to be Machmer, that salt is called from the Dvarim that are Kali Bishul, and even in the Kli Sheni, you should not put salt. Schor Gefelech, you can't have salty soup anymore. But the Torah says our salt is different though. There's only talking about raw salt, that real rock salt that was never cooked yet. Our salt that we use was cooked salt before. The process is it was processed already, it was cooked already. So Melachir is then Bishalach Bishul. Therefore, our salt, we even allowed to put into a clearishin also. Who are then our sugars also? Our sugar comes from sugar cane that was cooked up metchila, and then it was dried up. So we owe the lach ain't bishalach abishal. So calls the man, you're not putting the salt or the sugar into something on top of the fire, it's mutter. Habi, it's in a clearishin, it's off the fire, you're allowed to put our salt or our sugar into it. But it's only because our salt is already cooked up. But lo yitzu, you have raw salt that wasn't cooked up yet, metchili should be machmer. And not to put the salt into a klisheni, because there is such a zach of a kali bishul. I mean, certain things get cooked up very easily, it's called kali bishul. Now, as negated to this, it's also brought down a chumal alocha, that the Gemara says now, a klisheni is not mavashel. That means once you put your soup into the plate, that's a klisheni, now you're allowed to put salt inside, the tavlin inside it. So some unfortunate halachas brought down, it's only tavlin you're allowed to put in it. What about you want to put challah? You want to put bread or put something else into it? We say that there are substances that are called kali habishul that gets cooked up very easily. And even in the klisheni, it's also mavashal. Therefore, metchila, you're not supposed to put bread into hot soup if it's very, very hot. It's called the soup is yatz lettuce boy. It's called kali habishul. You shouldn't put your bread into the soup metchila. What? Same thing. Because we hold yeis bishalach rafiyah. Since bread or matzah was only baked first, if you go to cook it now, we hold yeis bishal acharafiyah. And in the klisheni, that's providing, usually the heter is, till we say our soup is not that hot anymore. By the time you get it in front of you, the soup is not that hot, you can eat it already, doesn't burn you anymore, it's not called yas lettuce boy. Therefore, you could throw your matzah, you could throw your challah in. But maybe the first second when it comes out of the pot, when it's still yatz lettuce boy, there is a chumra, it's called kali abishum, not to put bread, not to put challah into the soup. Alright. Spices is mutter. It's a klisheni, it's mutter. Spices are mutter in a klisheni. Right. Weiter. So the Mishnah. A neusnin kli, now we're going to sugis of muksa. We already finished the sugis of bishul, now we're starting a new sugis of muksa. A neusnin kli, tachas haner, lakaba boyas hashemen. It's on Shabbos, you have a light, a lamp burning, an ner shel shemen, and usually Amala drips, just like our candles drip, Amala have the shemen drips down. So you don't want the shemen to drip on your table, so you want to put a plate underneath the lamp to cast the shemen. That's also to do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a nice clean kli, tachas haner, lakaba boyas hashemen. If you put the plate there on Friday before Shabbos, so that on Shabbos, when the oil drips down, it'll drip into the plate, pshita, that's mutter. So Rashi, a nice name of Shabbos, kli tachas haner. Rashi, what are you doing? L'kava boy Hashem and amataftes. That there's oil that's going to drip down from the lamp, so you don't want it to drip on your table. Now on Shabbos, you want to put a kli underneath to catch it. It's aser. Why? Mishum, one time is mishum, the shemen muksu. Shemen is muksa. About the beginning of Shabbos, you put it into the ner. So now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the shemen out of the ner, because you'll be always a kibui. But your maksa das not to use the shemen anymore, to Shabbos. Now, ein kli nitol b'Shabbos el l'tzeruch davar nitol. You want to now carry this plate to catch oil. Now, since this oil is muksa, you're not allowed to carry this plate l'tzeruch davar osur. That's one time. We'll see in the Gemara. Inami, another time is kesover osa levato kli miachonai. In the Geya, you're not allowed to do something to kli on Shabbos that you're going to make this kli like muksa, you can't use it anymore. This kli matkila is usable. You could use it, eat with. Now on Shabbos, when you put it under the shemen, when the shemen comes and falls on this kli, the kli is like a bosses of dov roser, the kli is muksa, and you can't use the kli the rest of the Shabbos. So you'd be mevato this kli from its use on Shabbos. That's like an issa the rabbon like clear up, as if you're breaking the kli. Some of the rabbon is also to do something to a kli to make it that's not usable anymore. Trashi nami ksaver also levata kli mechonid. Lo hoishiv kli b'mokim shlo yucholay litloy. To put into a place that you won't be able to use anymore. Te heve ke koveya le mokim. It's as if you're being koveya, you're putting this kli here. O mechabre betit, your mom is like boina. You're cementing it down to the floor. For domi lo b'loch is domi to m'loch of binyin, you're making a kli. Or you're being sized to the kli, some say. O kli there, this kli, mishyipo by a shemen, as soon as the shemen falls into the kli, ha muksa, ye yosta taltali. It's also to mataltali's kli right now. So therefore on Shabbat, you're not allowed to put this kli underneath to mavato to use it. Some people are mafak for what about using a garbage bag on Shabbos? The Khurashala, if you want to start a new bag for garbage. So material of the bag was usable. Now when you start putting your garbage inside the bag, you make the bag not usable anymore, it's not used for anything else. You'll be without the kli mechonai. But Teretz is there for care. There the whole use of the bag is for the garbage. So using it for its use, that's what's oimit for. It's not oimit for anything else. Now Shere, we're talking about a regular plate that's oimit to eat with. Now when you put this plate underneath the shemen, and the shemen falls in, you can't use it for any other purpose, that's an issa stira or a binyan. Do whatever Shabbos, that's muta. Now this shemen, you're not allowed to have any anor from it. It chutz means it's muksa. Lefi shenim min amuchin. Hey, since the shemen is not min amuchin, it means at the beginning of Shabbos, you put this shemen into the lamb where the kavodah should burn the whole Shabbos. So you're like, yamak tzedah, the shemen I can't use anymore. Now when the shemen drips out of the lamp on Shabbos and comes to the floor, you can't use the shemen. It's also banu, it's muksa. Muksa, you're not allowed to have anor from a muksa. Right. Omer Rav Chizda. Such Rav Chizda. Afal pi shomru. Even though we learned. A noistin kli tachas tana gulis. Lekabo beit soso, the same halacha. On a chicken that's hatching eggs on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put a kli underneath the chicken to catch the egg. As though you're afraid the egg will come out and it's on a madrin, a slanted place, it'll roll and crack and break. So you want to save the egg, you want to put a kli underneath it. The same issa. Since an egg that's born on Shabbos is muksa, you can't use the egg, so you can't put a kli underneath to makabo the beitza. You kabo the egg because you're breaking the kli. Rashi Apple P Sham where nice and clear Tarat goes the cover is part of Gumaris. But Apple P Sham may nice and clear Tarat goes the cover cover bits also. I will kai for le kli slurty shover. That you're allowed to do. If you have an egg that was already hatched, even though the egg is muksa, you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg to cover over the kli that nothing should come to break it. There's no, well, that's pshita. Because why? Because you can still pick up the kli. The kli is not muksa. Only if the egg falls into the kli, says since the kli is holding the egg, you're not allowed to touch the kli anymore. But here where the egg is on the floor, and you're putting something on top of the egg, you could take the kli away also. You weren't mavatal the kli, the kli is not muksa anymore. It's not even touching the egg. Even if it's touching the egg, you can still move it away. It's only if the muksa is standing on top of the kli, so the kli become a busted. It's like holding up the kli. That's awesome. But here we're putting the kli on top of the beitza. That's mutter. Said Rashi, "Afal pi shomu einoistin kli takas tana gulis lekabo beitzoso kishi matilosu b'mokim adrin." You're afraid the egg is going to roll down now and crack, Shema tizgalgu v'dishover, or medyuka demastisin shaminim lo. The domel of noisin kli, tachal hanel, kachal boi shem, the mamre doyem to the Mishnah.
Just like in the Mishnah, you can't put a kli underneath the dripping down shemin, because you mevat the kli miachonoi. Here also, you can't put an egg, you can't put a kli underneath an egg, because you mevat the kli miachonoi.
Avo koifo le kli. So Rashi, v'loi teima, don't think, don't say, what's the tzatasa, en kli nitul, elu l'tzeruch dobra nitul. Which is Rav Nechem Yeshita, we'll see later. So it's telling you, we don't pass like him.
He holds you're only allowed to touch a kli for a purpose of something you're allowed to do with. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to touch a kli to eat with, or to put food inside it, because you're allowed to eat the food. But here you want to move the kli only for the purpose of saving the egg. Since the egg gufa that was born, hatched on Shabbos, is muksa, you're not allowed to touch a kli l'tzerach dover shein anito.
So that's the chiddush we don't hold from that svara. No, locha, we don't hold like that. We hold you're allowed to touch a kli, even though it's for that purpose. Because the kli itself now is not muksa. You're allowed to touch the kli. That's Rav Chizda's halacha. Nochmo. Omer Rav Chizda, Avapi Shomer, Nois Nukli Tegas Natana Gerlis. Tavavi Tzosa, Avakoyfa Leklish, Shloki Shomer. Omer Rabbo, my time of Rav Chizda, what's Rav Chizda's svaro? Kisovar, Tarna Gerlis, Asuyo Lahato Beit Tzosa, Biyashpo. A Tarna Gerlis, Oymit, to give off Beit Tzim in the Jordan and Ashpo. V'yeinu Asuyo Lahato Beit Tzosa, Mokim Adrin. And it's not shchiach though that it should give hatch an egg in a slanty place that the egg should roll down. V'hatzola mitzuyo hetiru. Hatzola, that's motzoy they amatiyu. V'hatzola sheina motzoy lo yetiru. That's the havamina here.
Hey, if you want to put the kli underneath the egg to catch it, what do you want to catch the egg for? Because you're in a place, a slanty place, the egg will fall down and hatch. So you're saying that's not a shchiach gezach. The mal eggs are not hatched in a slanty place. Since it's not shchiach, this thing to happen, to a bonum warner matthew to make that solo. Mashenk in a normal case where the egg is hatched normally, in an ashpa, now you're only afraid something shouldn't come and fall on top of it, that's very shchiach, but that's the matthew. His avimin was, we didn't know like Rashi just said, the chilek of Reb Chizda. We thought, no, both cases really should be awesome. So the rabbonim only matthew, because they had to save the egg. So what's the difference? The difference is one is shchiach, one is not shchiach.
Rashi, biyashpo, biyesh locha shemati shaba bragli yodim. People step there and crack it. The koifel le kli, that's a shchiach de gezach. Melev atzola mitzuyatiru. Atzola, that's shchiach to have in the omatiyu. Letal to kli le tzorkum. Therefore, we let it touch the kli to put it on top of the yeg. Biyafo pisha beitza dover shena nitu b'shabbos.
His havamini was even though to touch the kli. Stomp for an egg, it's awesome, because you can't touch a kli for something that's not movable. But for Hatzolah, to save the egg, it's mutter. Like the Rabbanu were makel to save the egg. Why can't you put the kli underneath the egg to save the egg also? Because that's not motzi. Like the dover, it's lo shchiyah, the Rabbanu didn't make the corners for.
Rashi Sheinu Mitzuya, Hagoyin Madron, that an egg should be hatched on a slanty place, you're afraid of breaking a crack, it's not shchiyah. V'etifto of the Shem of the Masnitzin. Who adin, it's not shchiach either, the shemen that falls out of the lamp is also not shchiach. Therefore, there are bottom worn makel. That's the havimina. So the more name, eitzvei abaya for the abaya. The atzola shena mosla yatiru is such a svar when you're coming to saving something. Because the rabbonim gave you had to save something. You can say what's not shchiach, the rabbonim give you had to save it. For a time you will learn, nishbur alay chav yishotevel. For on Shabbos, your big barrel broke. You had wine in the barrel, and the barrel broke now, even though the yain is shal tevel. Tevel, you're not allowed to eat. It's muksa. Peresh gagoy. So, but a cold part of it is a shalaf and hefsid. The barrel cracked, and the wine is dripping out. If you leave the wine drip out, it's all going to fall to the floor. You're going to lose all your wine. Is a dakula, the rabbanu will make home, maybe kli, you're allowed to bring a new kli, or maniach tachtel, and leave it underneath the broken kli, that the wine will drip down into the second kli. So the chura, it's not shchiach, and still you say the rabbanu will make it. Terence says no. The gufi chal is talking about a new barrel. The shchiach the mafkia. The first time he used new barrels, not sunk in yet with the wine. It's shchiach the barrel should bust. So it's shchiach. That's what the rabbanu will make it. But in achnami, where it's not shchiach for something to happen, I'll tell you the emes and the rabbanu will not make it. These are the half meanings of the gemara. All right, mitzvah. We'll go by tomorrow. We'll see. That's not the maskana though.